As a biohacker, how would you like to sleep better, manage stress, balance hormones, improve mood, and feel refreshed? It is time to try Magnesium Breakthrough. Head to bioptimizers.com/Tony and use the code TONY10 to get 10% off. ShapeScale scans you in photorealistic 3D to give you a visual overview of your progress. It allows you to see the changes that your eyes can't see. But does it work, and is it worth it? Quantified Bop was my guest on the main podcast, and he's back with an incredible cutting-edge biohacking tool. And if you can hear some noise in the background, I'm on holiday this week in Madeira, and my boy is playing with, what have you got there?
A balloon called Bob.
Meanwhile, I'm recording the intro to this podcast. Here he is, Quantified Bob, reviewing this tool that has just come out, ShapeScale.
In terms of something new I've been playing around with, that is both a, you know, in the tech, this new piece of tech that is kind of cool in my mind, something that I've been waiting for actually for 5 years, because I ordered it 5 years ago when it was a Kickstarter.
Wow.
And I never thought it, you know, I never thought it was going to be available. And then lo and behold, I was at a conference here in the US earlier this year called A4M. And I saw a booth.
Oh yeah, the one in Vegas.
Yeah, and so there was a booth. This product was called ShapeScale, and you could probably see it there behind me. It's so essentially you can only see the top of it, but that little thing there has a camera and some sensors. And this,
and just for people listening, it looks like a sort of, it looks like a small thin black speaker with a halo that is brightly colored and spinning round. I mean, it looks very high tech and very special.
So there's a better view of it for if you can see the video. So the idea is you simply stand on this platform, and the camera, it's on an arm that will spin around and around and around and around. It basically creates a 3D model of your body in about 30 seconds. And they've got a bunch of AI and tools that then can show you, like, basically compartmentalize every piece of your body, show you like how big, you know, your biceps, your arms, your waist, your hips, and all that. It's got pretty, I know, like, it's not gonna be able to detect things like visceral fat, like things that are in the body. They claim they have some estimates, like they can estimate somehow, but they're if you compare their data to like a DEXA, and I've done them both in the same day, I was actually surprised how accurate it was with like an overall sort of measure. But what I like about it is, let's say you do a scan every couple of weeks, the app has, like, you can compare your scans, and it gives you a heat map of your body. So you might see like areas where like you gain muscle or you lost fat, and things are like red or blue. And it's really cool. And, it's just, you know, it's just a cool piece of tech. You do need a little bit of space for it, because it has to have a circumference, a diameter or whatever around it of space, so that the thing can spin around you. But it's cool. It's like something I've been waiting for a long time. I mean, I've done 3D body scans in the past. I've had to go to like a biohacking sort of gym or facility, and they'd have the big industrial ones. And this is one that like fits right. You can fit it in a room in your house. If you're not using it, you can put it away and take it back out. You'll probably see these in commercial facilities soon as well. But
are the major benefits? I mean, what would be the benefit of having one of those in your house?
For me, it's I'm getting that data, those data points. So it's one thing just to take mirror selfies, be like, hey, you know, here I look, you know, my, in terms of time, but getting a 3D model is really cool, because you might realize like you're doing things and you think you're not making progress, but then when you look at these scans, you might realize like, oh no, actually I've gained, you know, instead of losing size in your waist, maybe you gain mass in your shoulders. So essentially your body is like, you know, you've gained more muscle. Or you might find imbalances, like, why is my right bicep is so much bigger than my left bicep? Or, you know, you're realizing, oh, I've got these really, you know, big imbalances.
Well, what about electromagnetic fields as well? Are there any of those, or is there any radiation involved with that scanner?
No, it's just using like a ultrasound, kind of like the sensor to like detect depth of stuff. And it's not, and I mean, this thing isn't on all day either. Like when I'm done with it, I typically just unplug it. So I'm not concerned with any, like
you're using it for 2 minutes and then,
Like it'll essentially, I plug it in, I do the scan, it connects to your phone to upload the data to their servers, and then it processes in about you know, 15 minutes later, you get the results. So
great.
Yeah. I'm not concerned with that product as you know, from an EMF standpoint. Yeah.
And then, so you invested in it did a Kickstarter 5 years ago.
Yeah. So they, you know, they announced like they were working on this product and I was like, okay, this is something I really wanted to have. And, you know, and we all know, like, we've so many Kickstarters and all these things where like the product never gets delivered or, yeah. You know, you lose. I actually stopped about 3 years ago. I stopped doing any crowdfunding. I was like, yeah. I'd rather just I'll pay full price when it comes out because the gamble of like, is it ever going to come out, or you're going to get a first iteration and then they just want to clear that out so they can make the next version of it, or they're using that money to fund the new product. So I was, I was surprised. Like, I was glad that, they kept people updated, but there was a lot of frustration. Obviously they're trying to keep people apprised. You know, here's what we're doing. We redid the design. Then there's just supply chain issues and all this other stuff. And that, like, it's hardware, man. They say, you know, there's a saying, hardware is hard. And so, cause it's not like I'm in the software business. I push a button, I can update a million people at once, right? Instantly. It's very easy. Yeah. Hardware, it's much more involved getting parts and manufacturing and all that. So I do think, what's cool is it's a piece of hardware. And so they're doing some cool stuff on the software side. And that's only going to get better. Like, as they get more data to analyze, I think like what they can identify things with the bot, in terms of like body composition and all of that. I mean, I'll still do a DEXA scan like twice a year. I basically have two body impedance scales in my bathroom, different ones. So I always like to sort of cross, look at data points. But I do think.
Did you recommend a DEXA scan as well?
I mean, until we have really affordable, like a full body MRI based body composition scan, which is true 3D, a DEXA for me. I mean, when I was living in New York City, they were relatively expensive. You couldn't go to a facility; they had certain laws. You had to actually go to a hospital to get one done.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming more prevalent. And now where I live now, it's like $40, I think. It's they have them on. Yeah. There's like mobile vans. Like sometimes you'll be at a conference and there'll be a van and they'll have a DEXA in the back of the van.
Yeah.
You can get one done. So I like to do it, maybe twice a year. I mean, there's a little bit of radiation with a DEXA. And so very low, very low. But I would say like if you're making big changes in things, that's a good twice a year. Like, okay, you'll have a very accurate sort of look at where you're at. And then using other tools, like obviously you can have a body impedance scale at home. Like I have like a Whiting scale or like an Omron, like you could do that every day. Like there's, you stand on it, those numbers are going to bounce around. They're not going to be, the accuracy on those can be way off, but if you zoom out and just look at the trend line will be pretty good. Yeah. And then using something like this is more like, okay, is your body composition going to change like day over day? No. So if you do this, every 2 weeks, even once a month is fine, to kind of get, and it's cool to have that like visual. That you can go back because you could, looking at a 3D model of your body and being able to like spin it around and zoom, it's fun. And you kind of see like where you're actually, making improvements.
Yeah. Great to talk. Anyway, thanks so much. And we'll speak again soon.
All right, Tony. Thanks for having me.